The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
No one is above the law, not even the president. Well, is that the case? The US Supreme Court in Washington will hear arguments today on whether Donald Trump should be immune from criminal prosecution for acts he committed while he was in office. Joining me now to talk about this is Larry Donnelly, law lecturer at the University of Galway and columnist with thejournal.ie. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, what Trump is looking for, is it absolute immunity for anything a serving president may do?
Yeah, he's seeking absolute presidential immunity from liability. And he's basing his argument, at least in part, on a case involving former President Nixon, in which the court held that there was absolute presidential immunity from damages liability. Now, obviously, that's in a civil context. But President Trump's legal team is arguing that that extends also to criminal liability, which I think, frankly, is a preposterous theory. And this was highlighted in arguments to the D.C. appellate court, where effectively the team was forced to concede that that could include the president ordering the killing of an opponent and still enjoying presidential immunity.
Yeah. But I mean, he could get cross with one of his functionaries in the Oven office who was serving him a burger that was cold and take out a pistol and shoot him. I mean,
yeah,
that would be ludicrous that he could do that. But that's what he's seeking.
That's what he's seeking. It's kind of an all for nothing gambit. But there are still a couple of things at work here. I don't think, despite the ideological composition of the court, I do not think that the president is going to succeed with this argument. However, there are a couple of things to keep an eye on. Number one is timing. Timing here is everything. The court has shown a reticence to rush this issue. They've been asked to decide on it earlier so that these trials that are pending could get underway. I don't expect the court is going to rule on this anytime before late June, which in and of itself would make a trial in the January 6th case very difficult to see happening before Election Day. The second is the court could, if you will, split the baby, effectively say that, yes, the president is immune from some, criminal liability, but not all. So as such, we're going to kick this back to the court. And the court, in light of the standard we established, the court has to determine, what's immune and what's not immune. So the president has, in all likelihood, but at the end game of this is I don't see these trials proceeding before Election Day.
Okay. Now, the Supreme Court justices, I mean, three of them appointed by Trump and utterly conservative. Some people are looking at this and saying, well, they are the toadies to Trump because he gave them their jobs. But these are senior jurists, I suppose, and maybe they look to history and what history will say about them if they make the wrong call on this.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that that's going to be a significant factor here. If you look at the opinion polling, the United States Supreme Court is perhaps at its lowest ebb in terms of public opinion in the history of the United States. The Chief Justice, John Roberts, who is a conservative, who was appointed by President George W. Bush, is deeply concerned with the court's institutional integrity and reputation. I believe that behind closed doors, he is going to bring considerable heft to bear on that front. That look, if we accept this argument, or if you are inclined to accept this argument, which is again on its face preposterous, then you will do untold damage to the court historically, and you will do untold damage in history to your legacy as a purportedly independent jurist. I would not underestimate how big a factor that will be in the deliberations.
I mean, there is that mantra, U.S. presidents, given their constitution, are presidents, not kings.
Absolutely. And, the idea that presidents are above the law, I think, is one that is fundamentally rejected by the American people. So let's say in some strange scenario, the court did go along with this argument. I think it actually is probably the one thing that could happen in the court that could reverberate against Donald Trump, because I think an awful lot of Americans will look at that one line we've discussed, Pat, this idea that a president could kill political opponents and get away with it and say, that is absolutely ridiculous. We cannot have that.
Now, it is what Donald Trump himself believed. Didn't he say that he could walk down Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody and he would still get elected?
Yeah, I mean, I'm afraid to say that that's what I think animates Trump. I think he's really probably deep down, I think he's gotten onto this idea of, look, if I can keep pushing this out, and that's always been his strategy in litigation, if I can push this out and get the court to at least say, well, there's something to this argument, I'm pushing for the whole hog, but if I can get the court to say, well, there's something here, that will give him enough room for maneuver to push this thing out beyond November 5th, and then ultimately, when he's president, make this go away.
There are a couple of interesting things about all of this. I mean, those who quote the Nixon case, Nixon was pardoned by Gerald Ford because he was going to be criminally prosecuted. That was the fear. And to avoid throwing America into a bigger cataclysm than it was already in due to the Watergate affair, Gerald Ford, against a lot of advice, I think, from many people, pardoned him so the whole thing would go away. So the Nixon thing is not a clear precedent. The other thing is that there was a finding by the Supreme Court a few years back in terms of Trump's financial records, which were subpoenaed, and he thought he had the right not to produce those records. He actually lost that.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I think that the law is pretty clearly against the president in this instance, despite the Nixon case that I cited a couple of minutes ago. But two things are worth noting here, I think, in this instance. A lot of people will disagree with me, but I think that for all sorts of reasons, President Ford did the right thing by pardoning President Nixon. Again, I think historically, for all sorts of reasons, for the institutions, et cetera, and what was possibly to be gained by going after President Nixon, I think he did the right thing. The second thing I'd say is American politics is quite different now. And there is a live issue here to some extent. I think this is what might animate some deliberations among the justices. Look, we live in a very polarized, very politicized society. The prospect of, politicized prosecutions happening after a president's tenure is a live one. You know, for instance, we've already heard murmurings from people that they will on the right, that they will go after President Biden for what they see as his traitorous behavior with respect to the southern border. So in that context, there needs to be some degree of immunity for presidents. I suppose it's where the line is to be drawn is the key question. And again, Trump's people are counting on that complication to push this thing out.
All right. Well, there are a number of people, conservatives, who have rode in on this, saying Trump's claims have no constitutional basis and were antithetical to and subversive of the separation of powers. And a number of military people also saying that Trump's view, his broad view of immunity, would imperil U.S. national security, weaken the authority of the president, and throw confusion into the chain of command of the armed forces, which the president, as commander-in-chief, commands. So a lot of opinion saying this is a no-hoper for Trump, but as you say, it's a hope for a delay rather than necessarily a hope for a victory.
Yeah, that's absolutely right, Pat. I mean, again, to reiterate, I would be absolutely shocked, despite the ideological composition of the court, I would be shocked if the court accepted in full Donald Trump's argument. I think it would be preposterous, and I think it would be a real stain on the United States Supreme Court that would be very hard to wipe out.
As a postscript to all of this, Mark Meadows and Rudy Giuliani are among a number of people indicted in Arizona overnight in the 2020 election subversion case. So an awful lot going on in the United States at the moment. And whoever comes out on the right or wrong side of those cases will effectively write history. Thank you very much for joining us, Larry Donnelly, lecturer in law at the University of Galway and columnist with the Journal.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.